What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I am your host, Mike Milner. On today's episode, I am going to tell you two things that you are probably doing that are killing your goals. Two things that you are probably doing that are destroying your ability to achieve your goals. That's going to be the conversation. And you may have heard this before. It may not be brand new information. It's funny because I was looking through the reviews on Apple Podcasts. And by the way, if you can leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, it truly means the world to me. And I don't just ask that for the sake of asking, because that's what you're supposed to do. Although in the beginning, when I was listening to podcasts and everybody would ask for the 5-star review, I was like, it's kind of interesting and whatever. It seemed kind of strange, but now I get it, because apparently there is a lot of value placed on those reviews in the Apple Podcast ecosystem. So in order to attract new listeners and a new audience and to have your show grow to the level that you desire, it is a requirement. So I ask as a favor, if you enjoy the show, please leave a 5-star rating and review. But I was looking to see the negative reviews because I wanted to learn what I can do better. And it was funny to look at the most recent 1-star review. And there are not many. I think there's maybe 2 total, which is good because we have like 400 5-star reviews and like 1 or 2 1-star reviews. But the most recent one was something along the lines of, this guy just talks about the same message in different ways. Like basically, it's the same shit, just communicated differently on every episode. And I was like, wait a minute, that should be a 5-star review. That's exactly the point of this show. It's like, I'm really upset with my kid's 8th grade math teacher, because all the teacher does is find different ways of helping them learn algebra. Like, yeah, that is the point. I just thought it was funny how sometimes the perception can be negative for one person, but like, that's exactly what we're trying to do. Because at the end of the day, there's a gap. There's a gap that exists where you are and where you want to be. That is the gap that we're trying to close. You're here, you want to be here. Let's close that gap. There's also a gap between knowing and doing. And a lot of people think that knowing and doing are very close together, but it is actually a very wide gap depending on the person. But oftentimes, knowing and doing are very different things. If I were to ask any random person on the street and I asked them about quality nutrition, most people would say, I know what to do. Now, there are, of course, exceptions to that, and that's why we continue to educate and report on updated information when it comes to things like your metabolism and gut health and hormones and, you know, all of the different variables. Of course, we want to keep educating ourselves, but at the very core level of understanding, we mostly know what to do. We know that walking's good for us. We know that eating enough protein is important. We know food quality. Like, you don't have to say to somebody that veggies are good for you, right? Like, everyone knows that. Or if you said, which food has a better nutrient profile, a donut or an apple, most people would know that the apple is more nutrient dense. It's not so much knowing and doing are very different things. And that is the gap that we're trying to close. And it's a very complicated gap because it's mostly based on your mind and your brain. It's mostly based off of your psychology and your inherent biases. And when I say your, I'm talking about us, we as humans. It is a human issue. It is a complicated issue. It's a psychological issue, closing that gap between knowing and doing. It's kind of like knowing that smoking is bad for you, but a lot of people still smoke. And then when somebody tries to quit, it's like, yeah, I know I should quit, but the doing part is the hard part. And again, with nutrition, it's no different when it comes to health goals, body composition goals. It is all the same shit. We often know what to do, but it's very difficult to execute. And the reason why it's difficult to execute lives in your brain. It is your pre-existing beliefs. It's your pre-existing behavioral patterns. It's your relationship with food. It's the baggage that you've been carrying with you since you were young. It's probably all about how you were raised and your belief system and your thought process, your values and your and the habits that you've picked up over time and how you deal with stress and how you deal with emotions, being able to regulate your emotions, being able to communicate your needs, being able to surround yourself with people who support you. It's so much about closing that gap that, yes, it's the same shit with a different dressing, but that's the point. That is what we are trying to accomplish. Anything that we can do to bridge that gap between knowing and doing, to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. Yes, I'm going to keep saying the same shit over and over and over again in a different way with the hopes that some of it lands. And at some point, you're ready to absorb the information and apply it. And that is the key. At some point over time, my hope is that you can absorb pieces because not everything is going to land. I'm going to swing and miss plenty of times, but at some point, my hope is that something sticks and there's that light bulb moment. And then you know exactly what you need to do. And then you know exactly how to do it. And then you can execute and achieve your goals because that process is truly life-changing. It's transformational. It is, we've seen it over and over and over again. I've been coaching for a long time. I've been coaching in some way, shape, or form for over a decade. I have seen the profound impact for an individual, for thousands of individuals at this point, but on an individual level, to see the impact that it can have on your life and on your well-being and on your confidence, on your family, on your relationships, on your work life, all of it. I've seen it firsthand. So we're going to keep saying the same shit over and over and over again until some of it sticks, until you're ready to take that step, until you're ready to change your life. Sometimes it's going to be, there's a little nugget that just sticks and it resonates and you're able to apply it. Or maybe it's just you get the courage to actually reach out and hire a coach. Maybe you hear somebody on the podcast that you're like, you know what? I really want to work with that person. And I bring on a, you know, some quality coaches and you're like, that's the person for me. Or maybe you reach out and you apply to work with Pop. And maybe that is the step that changes everything. It's like, I know that we have the solution. I know for a fact that we have the solution. We do it every single day. In fact, Mel and I, we just got back from Greece. We had an amazing vacation. And it was true. If you're, I know Greece has been like the popular vacation spot. I don't know. It seems random that we decided to go there. And then all of a sudden I heard about all of these people randomly from different areas of my life, from different, like, you know, like work people and friends and family friends and all the, it was just super random that everybody has been going to Greece lately. I highly recommend it if you have the opportunity to go. We had an amazing time. It was absolutely beautiful. We did Athens and then we did Mykonos and then we did Santorini. I can tell you that Santorini was our favorite. I can't even begin to describe the beauty of that island. And first of all, the people were some of the friendliest, nicest, most accommodating humans I've ever encountered. And the environment, the beauty, the natural beauty was like truly surreal. Like, am I in a real place right now? This doesn't feel like real life. We had a great time in Mykonos. It's a little bit more, it's more expensive. It's more kind of more party scene, I guess. Although I think that was a little bit overblown. A lot of people told us like Mykonos is hardcore party scene, but it's, you know, what you make of it. It's also very beautiful. We did a lot of walking. We did a lot of just going into town and enjoying the views, enjoying the culture, enjoying the experience. And a lot of people were hating on Athens too, because it's very big city feel, but we had a great time in Athens. Some history there, some sightseeing. We did two nights in Athens. I felt like we could have done it probably in a day. It's not that we didn't like Athens. It's just that Mykonos and Santorini were incredible. So I feel like we could have cut down on the Athens time, but it was perfect. We did Athens, two nights in Athens, three nights in Mykonos, three nights in Santorini, and then back home. And yesterday we were up for 24 hours, like fully. We woke up at 4 a.m. Greece time to travel home, and we went to bed at 4 a.m. Greece time when we got home. So it was a long trip. But anyway, like I was talking about the results, and one of the things that Mel was talking about, just kind of casually, she just opened up a couple more roster spots. So if anybody is interested in working with her in particular, she has been at capacity for a while, but now she has a couple openings, like literally like two. So I would jump on that because she's an amazing coach. But the results, she just like casually produces results, and it's so nonchalant. We'll just be like, you know, hanging out, having lunch. And she's like, oh, by the way, I just got a check in from, you know, Jennifer, who's down 10 pounds. I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't she just sign up? And like, these are people who have come to us being like, nothing works for me. I'm broken. I don't know how to fix it, but I'm taking this chance because you seem to have a different approach that I've never heard before. And we're like, yes, because most people come from traditional diet programs where they're so hyper-focused on fat loss and cutting calories and cardio that it doesn't do them any favors metabolically. So then when we actually do our metabolic priming and we understand their neurotype, it clicks and it works very quickly. And so she'll just be like, oh, Jennifer is down 10 pounds. I just got a check-in from Carol, who's down 15 pounds. I just got a check-in from, you know, Susan, who's down 20 pounds. Like, it's just so casual. And I feel like we have the solution and we keep doing it over and over and over again. And honestly, it bothers me a little bit that we don't reach more people because of the fact that I know it's like, if there was like millions of people and they were all struggling, there was like this door that they needed to get through. And on the other side of that door, it was everything that they desire, like whatever pain that they're in, walking through that door cures their pain and they can't open it. And they've been trying to open this door for 10, 20 years and they're banging at the door. They're literally beating themselves up, trying to open this door, like banging their head against the door. They're in pain, they're in agony, they're frustrated. Why can't we open this door? And you are sitting there with the key, but only, you know, of the millions of people who need the key, only a very fraction of a percent can you actually provide the key to. So you're like, how do I reach these millions of people? So honestly, just being transparent, it frustrates me that we don't reach more people, knowing that we have the key to unlock your door, that door that you're trying to get through that unlocks everything for you, your health, your fitness, your body composition, your relationship with food, setting a better example for your kids, fitting better in your clothes, not being afraid of the mirror, not being afraid to take pictures. Like, we have the key. And so what I have to remind myself is that, number one, you can't save everybody. You can only save those who are willing to be saved. And number two, there has to be that moment where you take the step, right? And that's what I, you know, even though there's a lot of people who listen to this show who haven't taken the step, that's okay. I have to remind, it's frustrating because I know we have the key. I'm like, just take the key. Like, make the investment. Take the key, unlock the door, and you'll never look back. And it's not like a hope thing. It's just, I know this because we do it every single day, consistently, over and over and over again. We've gotten so good at creating results on an individual level. Everybody talks about personalization and individualization. I don't think they truly understand the nuance that goes into it from a psychological standpoint and a physiological standpoint. And we understand both. We understand how to influence and help you rewrite the narratives around this whole thing. And what I mean is the narratives around your nutrition, the narratives around your body, the narratives around exercise, your metabolism, all the things, you know, how you manage stress, how you deal with your emotions, your relationship with food, all of these things that have, there's a pre-existing narrative that exists that we help you rewrite to then deliver the physical results that have been eluding you for so long. So we have that. We have that key. I'm like, just, but what I've recognized is there has to be a moment where you're able to take that step. And sometimes the moment occurs when you're in so much pain that you can't bear it anymore. So the pain of your current situation is greater than the perceived pain of change. Now, it sucks that it has to get to that level of pain. That is also something that frustrates me. Like, why can't we just be proactive and preventative instead of reactive? Because it's like, well, now that I'm in so much pain, I'm going to react to it and I'm going to make this decision. Oftentimes, that's not always the best place to be from a decision-making standpoint. Even though you take the step, we're going to alleviate that pain. We're going to solve your problems. We're going to get you to where you want to be. But it sucks that you have to get to that point of being in so much pain to take that step. But it is what it is. So all of this to say, it's a reminder for myself. Like, I know we have the key. I know we have the answers. I know we have the solution that you need. But I also know that you can't save everybody. That you can't help everybody. You can only help those who are willing to be helped. You can only save those who are willing to be saved. And you have to be ready to take that step. I can't convince you to take that step. I can't persuade you to take that step. You have to be ready to take that step. Now, ready is a tricky thing because ready is complicated. Ready is something that we believe, again, going back to the mind, going back to biases, going back to pre-existing beliefs. We assume that ready means I have to have all my ducks in a row. I have to have the perfect schedule. I have to be able to focus all my time and energy on this, which is not at all true. If that's the thought process, then you're setting yourself up for failure because you have this condition around ready that is impossible. It's actually impossible. And I promise this all segues into the point of this episode. But you have this thought process, you have this idea, you have this condition on ready, which makes it impossible. And the reason that it's impossible is because you cannot predict the future and you cannot have a perfect, all the stars aligned time period to truly make a difference. Maybe you get lucky and you have a week or a month where the stars align, but guess what? This process is a lot longer than that. The key to the door that you're trying to open is probably a year plus process. In fact, it's probably the rest of your life, because if you want to live this way, if you want those results to last forever, you're going to need to do it forever, because you don't just get to cross the finish line and then you're done. Like, that's not how this works. Let's say your goal is to lose 20 pounds, to have more confidence, to be leaner, stronger, better relationship with food. You want to set a better example for your family. You don't want to stress about food anymore. You don't want to binge anymore. You don't want to emotionally eat anymore. Let's just say we accomplish all of that. It's not done. It's not like the first day where you're 20 pounds lighter and you look exactly the way that you want to look and you feel exactly the way that you want to feel. It doesn't just end. It keeps going because you have to maintain that. And so here is where most people screw. Hopefully that makes sense. Like, hopefully you can agree that those goals are things that you realize that we have to live with forever, that you actually want to achieve those goals and live with them forever. So it's not like you're running a race, you cross the finish line, you're good. That's how most people treat this process. Most people treat this process like a race. I'm going to sprint to the finish line and then I'm done. Finish the race. But when they're done and they finish the race, they go back to the starting line because they do the things that got them in that position in the first place. Meaning they go back to the behaviors, they go back to the thoughts, they go back to the relationship with food that led to all of those issues to begin with. So the race was basically irrelevant. You checked off a goal, and then you backtracked and you're at the starting line. You're like, well, shit, now I need to run this race again. So the two things that destroy your ability to achieve your goals. Number one, arbitrary numbers, arbitrary goals, arbitrary numbers. And number two, arbitrary timelines, arbitrary numbers, arbitrary goals, and arbitrary timelines. Now, a lot of you might, you know, probably remember the whole, or have heard the whole like SMART goal thing. And I don't even remember what the acronym is, but it's like, your goals need to be specific and measurable and achievable and reasonable and time bound. I probably butchered that. I do know the time bound one. Okay. So it's like, okay, so it has to be specific. It has to be measurable. It has to be time bound. Like, you know, the whole SMART goal acronym. I call bullshit on that process because, and I'm not saying there's not a time and a place. So please don't get it twisted. I'm not saying there's not a time and a place. What I am saying is that arbitrary numbers and arbitrary deadlines destroy your ability to actually achieve your goals, because here's what they do. Now, in our Facebook community, somebody, and I'm not picking on anybody here, it's just an example. Somebody wrote a post that was like, I'm doing great and I made a lot of progress, but I was really hoping that I would be 5 pounds, an additional 5 pounds down. I'm really hoping I would be an additional 5 pounds down by Halloween. So what can I do to expedite the process so that, how can I make this process happen quicker so that I can lose another 5 pounds by Halloween? Now, keep in mind, that's, you know, it's a month away. I'm recording this on October 1st. The post was, you know, sometime in the last few days. So she's basically saying, how do I lose 5 pounds in a month? Arbitrary number, arbitrary deadline. What that means is, first of all, she has completely erased the progress that she's already made. She's erased the credit that she deserves for the progress she's already made. Here's why. If you listen to the language that she was using, she's like, I've made a lot of progress, but is the eraser. Anytime you say something and you use the but, you've erased everything before the but. It's like if you talk to your partner and you say to your partner, you know, honey, I really love you, but you forgot to take out the trash. All your partner hears is you forgot to take out the trash. They don't hear the, hey, I really love you part, because the but erases that. So she's making this statement, I've made a lot of progress, but, and now she's erasing the progress that she's made because she's so focused on the arbitrary goal, arbitrary deadline. Here's what else that does. That puts you in a position where everything has to go right in order for you to be successful. Arbitrary goal, arbitrary deadline, everything has to go right. And it leaves no room for life to do life things. I always say there's two opponents that are undefeated, time and randomness. When you set an arbitrary goal with an arbitrary deadline, you are trying to go directly in opposition to time and randomness. You are trying to face them. You're trying to battle them. They've never lost. We want them on our team. We don't want to fight them because they will win every fucking time. Randomness has always occurred. Time has always passed. So why would you put yourself in a position with an arbitrary goal and an arbitrary deadline where you are fighting against two undefeated opponents? Here's what else happens. It puts you in a position to feel like a failure even if you succeed. Because let's just use this example of 5 pounds by Halloween. What if it's 3 pounds? That is a failure now because we've set the arbitrary goal and the arbitrary deadline. So Halloween comes around. I'm only 3 pounds down, which, by the way, is a success. You won, but you feel like a failure because you didn't meet your arbitrary goal, arbitrary deadline. So now you've further discredited the progress that you've made, which oftentimes leads to people doing stupid shit and blowing themselves up. It often leads to stepping on the gas pedal harder. It often leads to doing more extreme shit. It leads to more shortcuts. And when you try to do that, you end up back at square one. It happens over and over and over again because you're pushing too hard. You're burning yourself out. You're doing things that you shouldn't be doing. And then the wheels come flying off. You overindulge. You say, fuck it. You go to a dark place. You don't know how to regulate those emotions. You don't know how to cope with the fact that you made a lot of progress, but you didn't hit your goal. And then you started to blow yourself up. And eventually you pick up the pieces and you're back at square one because you're trying to fight time and you're trying to fight randomness. And those two things will never lose. So hopefully you understand that concept of why are we setting arbitrary deadlines? Why are we setting arbitrary goals that don't, like, there's no significance to that. There's no meaning to that. Because if we peel back the layers of why this even matters, I promise you there's no substantial meaning behind the 5 pounds by Halloween. There's nothing significant about that. And again, I'm not picking on anyone. I'm just using this as an example to highlight the point. There's no meaning behind that. And hopefully this, like, you have to be able to hear some real shit, because if you're doing this and I'm calling out people who do this, that might be uncomfortable. But I read a quote today that said the degree to which a person can grow is directly proportional to the amount of truth they can accept about themselves without running away. Let me repeat that. The degree to which a person can grow is directly proportional to the amount of truth they can accept about themselves without running away. So if you can't hear it, if you can't hear this truth, then sure, that's okay. You can fight it. You can run away. You just won't be able to grow. You won't be able to change. You won't be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And that's fine. Some people take the long, windy path. I did. I took the long, windy path. The fact that I could go to Greece and just enjoy being there, like fully present, had an amazing time. I think we worked. I mean, Mel and I still, like, we walked a lot, which we always do on vacation, and we worked out 4 times. We were there for 8 nights and we worked out 4 times. Okay. So not like we were, you know, working out every day or doing anything intense, and they were short workouts. We walked a lot. We ate a lot. We drank every single day because we enjoy doing that. When we're home, we don't drink that frequently. When we're on vacation, we typically drink daily. Sometimes we may take a dab, but most of the time we're having at least one drink every single day on vacation because that's what we enjoy doing. One thing that I did screw up was I forgot my green juice travel packs, and that literally killed me. That literally killed me because there were not a lot of veggies in Greece. Oh my God. That, like, of all the trips to have my green juice travel packs, that, and I always pack them and I didn't do it. And I completely screwed the pooch on that one. I literally, the only veggies I think we had there were tomatoes and cucumbers, and, like, because of the Greek salad whole setup, but there were not a lot of veggies. And so I legitimately, first thing this morning, pounded some green juice. Get the travel. I've been absolutely loving the crisp apple green juice. I don't know if they have crisp apple in travel packs. They really should. I'm going to put that in the suggestion box and hopefully they follow through. But if you're traveling and you know, like, it's going to be more difficult to get veggies in, just take the travel packs with you. The green juice is my go-to. I can't believe I forgot them, but I will not be making that mistake again. And getting back into, you know, more food quality, into a normal routine, it's so helpful. Just first thing, I get my green juice in. We do have 20% off for Organifi green juice and all of their products. You can go to Organifi.com/popfam. That's Organifi.com/popfam. Use code popfam at checkout. Get 20% off. The green juice travel packs, they have red juice travel packs. I think they have gold juice travel packs. And the other thing is they have immunity in travel packs. So that was another thing that I really should have, because when you're traveling that much, you are more susceptible. Like the flight was like 10 hours. We had a whole day. Like I said yesterday, we were up for 24 hours straight. Your immune system is more susceptible. So that was another thing I should have done is gotten their immunity, taken their immunity with me. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I forget things, but I would highly recommend you go grab the green juice, the gold juice, immunity, check out their products, go to Organifi.com/popfam, P-O-P-F-A-M, use that code at checkout. But here's the thing, like some people take that windy path. Like I used to completely blow it out of the water every vacation. I would come back from vacation. I would starve myself. Then I would binge again. I was in this all or nothing trap. And I was the one doing the arbitrary deadline, arbitrary timeline. I'd be like, okay, I have to get these 10 pounds off. I would come back from vacation, usually significantly heavier, feeling like I just fucked up everything that I had worked so hard to achieve. And then I'd be like, okay, I have to get this 10 pounds off in the next month. Like legit, I'd set the, okay, like today is October 1st. So previous me would have been like, you know, screw the 5 pounds by Halloween. I'm going to get down 10 pounds by Halloween. And I would restrict and starve and go to the extreme lengths. And I would usually achieve it. And then I would backtrack and blow it out of the water and binge again and gain it all back and usually plus interest. And it was just an ugly cycle. So sometimes those lessons are hard to hear, but if you're not able to hear the truth, it's going to be difficult for you to grow. The degree to which a person can grow is directly proportional to the amount of truth they can accept about themselves without running away. You have to understand that if you are setting arbitrary goals, arbitrary deadlines, it is destroying your ability to actually reach your forever goals. So what do we do instead? So we don't follow. I don't recommend the whole SMART goal structure. What I do recommend is it's okay at times to use numbers and to use timelines if you have a good relationship with that process. If you're still able to not care about the number and to not care about the date, then it's okay to set kind of, we'll call them check marks instead of like hard rules, instead of hard goals. But I think what's more effective is to establish behavior goals instead. What I mean by that is we talked about earlier the difference between knowing and doing. There's a gap that exists where you know what to do, but you need to do it. So what I would do is I would assess the behaviors that need to happen. So let's use the 5 pounds by Halloween example. Let's say this individual is really struggling with emotional eating and like managing stress. So the behavior is in order to achieve this goal that I'm not going to be hung up on the deadline or the number, but I am going to be hung up on the behavior that's preventing me from making that progress. And the behavior that's preventing me from making that progress is poor emotional regulation and poor stress management. So I'm going to focus on the behaviors of how do I insert a better process for dealing with emotions? How do I insert more recovery and stress management and self-care? What are the behavior changes that I can gradually make and instill over time that will lead me closer to solving this problem? And once you've established the behavior, it's yours, right? You've created this new neuronal network in your brain that now does that behavior. So the next time you're about to emotionally eat and you've inserted a new process for that, that new process becomes second nature, becomes automatic over time. So let's say you've inserted an inability to take space for yourself and go for a walk and do a brain dump, maybe journal. Maybe you do a voice memo to yourself that's a brain dump of getting things out and identifying your feelings. Like, I'm feeling, you know, sadness right now, and it feels like a tightness in my chest, and it feels like a weight on my shoulder. And you start to identify those emotions, and you start to get those thoughts out and on paper, or you know, a voice memo, or maybe it's just I'm feeling this way, so I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to give myself some time. Whatever your process becomes, that over enough reps, that becomes second nature. So now you've improved the behavioral aspect of it. Let's say it's food quality. And you know that in order to achieve this goal, you have to stop dining out so much. You have to stop drinking so much alcohol. You have to stop eating so much processed food. Again, this is just an example, but the behavior is the thing that we should be focusing on. Not, all right, I'm going to go like most people here again, arbitrary goal, arbitrary deadline. People are going to say, I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop going out to eat. I'm going to stop eating processed foods, and they'll make a lot of progress, but they haven't actually instilled the behavior. They just restricted themselves from things that they want to be doing to a certain extent. So it's not going to last. Do you understand the difference? I know it might seem subtle, but it is actually a massive difference when you can gradually improve the behavior and establish that for life versus trying to restrict and deprive yourself of things that you actually enjoy. So the behavior change is, how can I improve this while still incorporating alcohol, while still incorporating meals out, while still incorporating processed foods that I, you know, things that I want to enjoy in moderation. It's, you know, we have a whole part of our coaching process which is dedicated to this exact thing. How do we achieve the highest level of flexibility in your plan while allowing you to reach your goals and maintain them forever? The highest level of flexibility, meaning, if you want to drink, we want to figure out how, like, the highest amount that you can drink while still making progress. And that'll be different for everybody. If you want to dine out, if you want to, you know, eat more freely, what's the highest level of flexibility we can achieve while still making progress and maintaining that forever? We have a whole, like, our whole coaching program is centered around this concept of something that you can do forever. It's the behavior. It's the thoughts and beliefs, and how do we establish that behavior change in a way that is sustainable, that fits the lifestyle that you want to live, the things that you value, the things that are meaningful for you. So that is more effective, in my opinion. Allow the goal to happen as a byproduct. Now, I could also talk about, like, again, we know we're when you set up an arbitrary goal and an arbitrary deadline, arbitrary number, arbitrary deadline, you're trying to battle time and randomness. They've never lost. We also know that you're discrediting success in a sense, because if you don't hit the specific number by the specific date, even if you've made progress, it will still feel like failure. But I would also suggest that the behavior and the intent behind it, we should really understand what that means. We should really understand the underlying meaning behind the arbitrary goal, arbitrary deadline, because so many people are obsessed with just the number of, you know, how many pounds down. So many people are like, I want to lose 5 pounds. I want to lose 10 pounds, but that's not really what it's about. And I promise you, it's fat loss to me is paradoxical. And the more that people hyper-focus on it, the more that it eludes you. It's like happiness. The more that you search for happiness, the more that you view happiness as a destination that you're searching for, it'll never be where you are. It'll always be somewhere else. It'll always be a new job away, or a new relationship away, or more money away, and you'll always push it back. If you're always searching for it, it'll never be where you are. It's the same thing with fat loss. The more that you obsess and hyper-focus on the number and fat loss itself, the more that it will elude you. It's paradoxical. Ironically, the more that you focus on being strong and building muscle and actually fueling yourself appropriately and recovering more and doing less and adding more flexibility and freedom, fat loss will happen as a byproduct. One of the best things that any person, any human can do for themselves is just say, I'm going to take the next, again, remove the deadline, remove the number, and just say, like, this next year, I don't care about the outcome. I don't care about the number. Here's what I'm going to do. This next year, I'm going to get strong as fuck. I'm going to build as much muscle as I can. I'm going to recover. I'm going to give my body everything that it needs in terms of fuel and recovery and sleep and stress. I'm just going to be as capable as I possibly can with my strength, with my confidence, with my muscle. And that's it. Like, that's my focus. No attachment to an outcome. I'm just going to see what I can do and what type of changes I can make with this mindset. Now, when I say that, a lot of people think, well, I don't want to get too big. I don't want to get too bulky. I don't want to get too fluffy. The opposite will happen. If you take that approach, if you really, truly get out of your own head and just say, I'm going to do this regardless of the outcome. I'm going to focus on getting stronger. I'm going to focus on building muscle. I'm going to focus on being more capable, recovering more, sleeping more, managing my stress more effectively, like just giving my body what it actually needs to thrive. You will be blown away by the changes that will happen physically, like truly. So hopefully this all makes sense. But that is the two things. Those are the two things that are destroying your ability to make progress. Arbitrary numbers, arbitrary deadlines. You're fighting against time and randomness instead of working with them. If you need help closing the gap of where you are and where you want to be, if you need help closing the gap between knowing and doing, this is our wheelhouse. We do it every fucking day and we do it incredibly well. We have the key to the door that you're trying to unlock. The first step is you have to be willing. You have to want help. You have to be willing to accept and receive help. Number two, you have to take the first step. The first step is filling out an application. Go to neurotypetraining.com/apply. neurotypetraining.com/apply. Fill out an application. You'll get on a call with somebody from my team. We'll make sure that we can help you. We make sure that you're a good fit for what we do, because we don't just accept everybody into the program. It has to be a good fit on both sides. And if you would like to request Mel specifically, she just opened up two spots. Her spots usually fill up quickly. She's an incredible coach. If you want somebody who's going to be very kind and empathetic, but also tell you the shit that you need to hear without sugarcoating it, then Mel is your coach. Like, if you want somebody who's going to be understanding, kind, and empathetic, because she's a mom of three, she works two jobs, she's busy as fuck, she still gets everything done, and if you've seen her, she's got like 12 abs, but you want to hear the real shit, you want somebody to be honest and not sugarcoat it and shoot you straight, then she is your coach. So just go to neurotypetraining.com/apply. You can request to work with her specifically. But again, you have to be ready to unlock that door. You've been trying to unlock it for a long time. It's frustrating. I know that. I know that feeling. And a lot of times there's the skeptics, right? The skeptics are all the voices that tell you why you shouldn't do something. If it were easy, everybody would do it. But it's not. It's complicated because humans are complicated. Knowing and doing are very different. You might know that you need help. You might know that you need coaching, but actually taking the step is a whole different ball game, because then it's real. You're putting yourself out there. You're taking the leap. You're investing in yourself. You're doing something for you that will benefit everybody around you. But again, it's difficult. It's difficult to take that step. You know what to do, but doing it, it's a big gap that we have to close. Knowing and doing, they're not that close together. Oftentimes they're pretty far apart. So if you're ready to close that gap, go to neurotypetraining.com/apply, fill out the application, get yourself signed up for coaching. It will change your life. You'll never look back. Truly a transformational experience. And if not, just try to find the little nuggets that we drop here on the email list, Instagram @coach_Mike_Milner. Our Facebook community is the Personality Diet and Neurotype Training. There's a lot of free shit out there. Find the little nuggets that resonate with you, apply them, see how it goes. You might realize that you can do a lot on your own with the free information, but you also might realize that you need more help. That's where you have options. That's where you have choices. Understand yourself, invest in yourself, keep showing up for yourself, and I will talk to you guys very soon.